Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God bless all of you on this blessed Wednesday night. This is Brother Nate with another God's Word to Man broadcast. And guess what? I'm grateful for my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ who have given me opportunity once again to share the very Word of God again with you. I thank God for all you that are listening to this broadcast. And once again, it doesn't matter what part of the world you're listening to this broadcast at. It doesn't matter what nationality, color, race, or gender you are. I want to welcome you to another God's Word to Man broadcast. Now, the phone number is 323-870-3403. That's 323-870-3403. If you have any prayer requests, any comments, any questions about the lesson, call me at this number, 323-870-3403. The phone lines are open at all times throughout the broadcast. For those of you that don't like doing it over the air, contact on the email address at godswordtoman@gmail.com. That's G-O-D-S-W-O-R-D, the number 2. man@gmail.com. Once again, whatever the Lord gives unto us, that is what we're given to you. Praise be to God. So before we go into the message tonight, I want to ask that wherever you're listening to me at, if you would join in with me prayer, petition the true and living God that his spirit would be with us, because we need his spirit right now to be with us, to minister the word of God to us, and to reveal unto us what thus says the Lord. So, wherever you at, come on and join me, and let us petition the Lord once again for the presence of his Spirit. Amen. Dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you for another beautiful day, another time and opportunity you have given us to take this journey once again into the Word of God. But Lord, we realize and we come to acknowledge that without you being on this journey with us, we would know nothing. So we take this time now in humility to approach your throne of grace, to obtain mercy, and to obtain help in a time of need. And Lord, we need your spirit to help us, to help us on this journey as we go into the word of God. So bless us with the presence of your spirit. And Father, my personal prayer to you, Lord, is that you will help me to give your word right now as you will have me to give it. Lord God, I pray that the presence of your Spirit will be sensed by those who are listening. And Father, I pray that you get all the glory and honor and praise. So, Lord God, I lift you up and I magnify you because you're worthy to be praised. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen and amen. Praise be to God. Thank God for another blessed day. I want to come before you today with the word of the Lord. For many are and many will be going through intense fire, intense trials. But I want you to rest assured that you will not be alone. They that see you going through and taking part, and they that are even taking part in the affliction of you, will see that you will not be alone, for Jesus will be with you. At this hour, some of you right now, like I said, you're going through an intense trial. This ain't the average trial. You're having intense things coming at you. People coming at you more in bunches, and things is coming at you more in bunches, and it's coming at you hard, and all because of your stance in Christ. Once again, I want to say unto you that you're not alone. And for those that behold you going through these intense trials, is going to see, according to the title of this message, they will see one more. Hallelujah. And that one more is going to be Jesus. Glory. This is a message of encouragement to those of you who are standing firm on the principles, the doctrine of Christ, who are standing firm on holiness, and who is uplifting Jesus despite the intense fire that you're facing. This is also a word for this end time that is things that are yet to come that is going to happen, where the believers, not just in the other country that is facing the intense fire now, but all over the world, soon is going to come through and face this intense fire. Hallelujah. The intense trials. I want to look in Daniel chapter 3 and take as many verses as the Spirit of the Lord would allow me to. But tonight's message is they will see one more. Don't you worry. I know that these trials have been very intense. And once again, you know this is not average. This is you've been through trials before, and thank God he brought you through, but you got to admit that this is something that's more intense, you know. It may have been so intense to a point where you had to run off by yourself and just pray. You know, hallelujah. Whereas like with Jesus was sweating like drops of blood, you know, and it got to that point with you where it got so intense that maybe your flesh went to shaking and you had to go and pray and make it come under. Hallelujah. I know some of you can relate to what I'm saying. It may be great intensity, an intense fire at your house, in your home. Hallelujah. Where your wife or your husband or your children is coming at you more and more because you won't go the way of the world or do the things that you know that God is against. Maybe it's on your job. Hallelujah. That you're suffering such intense activity against you. Because you won't submit to that which is wrong on your job, that you're standing for truth in the way of the Lord. In Daniel chapter 3, verse 1, it said, Nebuchadnezzar, king, made an image of gold whose height was 60 cubits and the breadth thereof 6 cubits. And he set it up in the plain of Dura in the province of Babylon. The Bible said that Nebuchadnezzar, the king, sent to gather together the princes, the governors, and the captains, the judges, the treasurers, the counselors, the sheriffs, and all the rulers of the provinces to come to the dedication of the image which Nebuchadnezzar, the king, had set up. You know, one of the things that Satan is after, we talk about he's after the children, that's true. But other thing that we don't talk about as much is that how badly he's after the leadership. Amen. He's after leaders. He's after leaders real bad because he knows that if I can get the leaders, then those behind them, I can get most of them to follow. And if you're leading 100 and 100 is standing strong behind your leadership and he gets you, then he knows that's you and 100 more that he can send to destruction. And so Nebuchadnezzar makes this image. Now, we know that in the chapter before, God had given him a dream about this image, and it was like the image of a man. But it represented the four ruling kingdoms that would be on earth during that time. And hallelujah, each ruling for a particular period. I want to, well, my brother went off. I'm going to click him on. But anyhow, all of a sudden, he first had this dream of the image. Now he has went to build an image. And so now he's gathering all the leaders to come to the dedication of this image. You know, he's still missing the point. Okay, Daniel told him what this dream meant. He gave him an interpretation. But now he gone and built an image. The image he saw in the dream was like the image of a man. And so therefore, if he had built an image of a man, then hallelujah, he's getting them to worship man's image. Hallelujah. And not the true living God. He's gathering them together to commit idolatry. Hallelujah. Glory. I'm going to talk about that in a minute. It said, verse 3, then the princes, the governors and captains, the judges, the treasurers, the counselors, the sheriffs, and all the rulers of the province were gathered together to the dedication of the image that Nebuchadnezzar, the king, had set up. And they stood before the image that Nebuchadnezzar had set up. Then a herald cried aloud, to you it is commanded, O people, nations and languages. So he's calling all to partake in this thing, to that at what time ye hear the sound of a cornet, the flute, the harp, the sackbut, the psaltery, the dulcimer, and all kinds of music, ye fall down and worship the golden image that Nebuchadnezzar the king has set up. Now let's stop there for a minute. Because here's one of your proof that music can affect you. Now I know that, you know, and it's sad to say, among Christians, it's been a debate on saying, can I listen to any kind of music? I encourage you to listen to just to the music of God. Now, some believers get, or professing believers get upset. I don't see nothing wrong. And they fail to acknowledge that the wrong kind of music can have an influence on you. For example, the right kind of music, which is the music of the Lord, can move you to healing, deliverance, to worshiping God. The wrong kind of music can lead you to the flesh, to worshiping the devil. Notice that here was one of the signs of them falling down and worshiping this image, the music. The music. He said, when you hear the sound of the music, you're going to fall down and worship the golden image. You're going to idolize it. Okay? Hallelujah. And see, man wants you to worship man. Hallelujah. And his image of what he's like. See, we were made in the image of God, which means God is a spirit. We are spiritual beings. But also, we're supposed to walk in the likeness of God. Okay? Per se, what I mean is that in holiness and truth, man has his own image, and his own image is not holiness. His own image, which falls in line with the image of the enemy, would be greed, idolatry, sin, you name it. And so, therefore, when you listen to your music today, now, there have been, at times, used to be, some music that was for marriage or may encourage marriage. But look at most of, and listen to most of your secular music, especially today. They promote, as they say, love, but not the marriage. They promote the love and getting in the bed together. Promote fornication, homosexuality, that which is forbidden of the Lord. Amen. And so I'd rather put my focus and take in something that would keep me clean and right and geared towards God than to be just want to sing along with something that has me all off in left field. Do you understand what I'm saying? And so when they were to hear this music, they were to fall down and commit idolatry. Hallelujah. Man's image is to worship man. If you're called a celebrity, people are expecting you to worship that celebrity. You know, one of the things I noticed about when Michael Jackson was living, how people worship him. Michael Jackson, sometimes the only thing he had to do was come out and walk on the stage. Did you ever see how the people were, I mean, girls were falling out crying. I mean, literally falling out crying like they were just overtaken when he just simply would come out and walk on the stage. You would think that they was doing, that Jesus had appeared, but it wasn't Jesus. That was their God. And now today, if you're a celebrity or entertainer, stuff like that, now they're making these statues of them and these idol statues of them and say, hey, get one of these and take it into your home. Hallelujah. Glory. This is not the pure walking in the pure likeness of God. And see, man wants you to walk in the pure likeness of man. He wants you to be having a greed. You know, this is idolatry. You know, the Bible said covetousness is idolatry. When you have an inordinate desire for wealth and possession, man pushing you to desire to be just rich. And it also means to have a desire for that which someone else owns. Look at today, people. And because you're being the ones to stand and cry loud and spare not and say, hey, this is idolatry and this is not of God, many of you are facing intense persecution, some of them even from family members, because you dare to stand on the word of God. They're telling you, say, ain't nothing wrong with it. What's wrong with you? And many are starting to snare at you and treat you harshly and talk at you and mock you because here you're standing, you're saying, hey, this thing is adultery. I mean, idolatry. This is greed. Hallelujah. And so, verse 6 said, and whoso falleth not down. Now, here's the proclamation that's made out by the Herod that when you hear the music, you're to fall down and worship the image. And verse 6 said, and whoso falleth not down and worship to the same, that shall the same hour be cast into a midst of a burning fiery furnace. My God. People, That's happening now, and we're heading into it. I'm telling you, the time is going to come. As a believer, you better get ready because things is going to glory. It's going to intensify. Hallelujah. And so he said in verse 7, therefore at that time when all the people heard the sound of the cornet, the flute, the harp, the sackbut, the psaltery, and all kinds of music, all the people, the nations, and the languages fell down and worshiped the golden image that Nebuchadnezzar the king had set up. All those that be not of God is going to worship, going to commit idolatry. Hallelujah, before it's said and done. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory, I sense the Holy Ghost. Before it's said and done. Hallelujah. You got some professing Christians who's supposed to be of God is committing idolatry. That's showing a greed for money. You look at now that the church has put out a wrong reputation. You got so many, quote, leaders. If you look, Nebuchadnezzar, not only did he represent a heathen, but he represent a leader who flip-flopped. You say, well, what do you mean? Well, when you go to chapter 2, remember when Daniel gave him the revelation of his dream. In chapter 2, verse 47, King Nebuchadnezzar said unto Daniel, of a truth, it is that your God is a God of gods. Did you hear that? And the Lord of kings, and a revealer of secrets, seeing thou couldest reveal this secret. Now he said, your God is a God of gods. Now, sometime later, as we come to chapter 3, now you're trying to get people to commit idolatry. And you look at some ministers today who at one point was giving God the glory, like Nebuchadnezzar, but now have flipped the script. Now they're giving the image the glory. They're worshiping money. And now it's all about money. You're messing people up and leading them astray because every time they can't get off a program without you asking for money. They can't get off a program without you saying, if you want to be healed, you got to give this much money. Do you understand what I'm saying? I've watched ministers who were so caught up with money that they all up on the stage and playing around in money. You know, it got so awful, it looks ridiculous. But there are those who are truly standing in the faith who don't mind standing out. And I'm talking about standing out to be glorified of themselves, but to glorify God. Amen? So verse 8 said, at that time certain Chaldeans came near and accused the Jews. And they spake and said unto King Nebuchadnezzar, O king, live forever. Thou, O king, hast made a decree that every man that shall hear the sound of the cornet, the flute, the harp, the sackbut, the psaltery, and the dulcimer, and all kinds of music shall fall down and worship the golden image. And whoso falleth not down and worship it, that he shall be cast into the midst of a burning fiery furnace. It's like they're rehearsing the king's decree back to them to get what they really want to do right now. And here's verse 12. It said, and there are certain Jews whom thou hast set over the affairs of the province of Babylon, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. These men, O king, have not regarded thee. They serve not thy gods, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. So what they first did is they repeat his decree back to him and said, you know, king, you said at the sound of the music, everybody fall down and worship this golden image. And you said that those that don't are going to be cast into a burning fiery furnace. Well, we know somebody, amen, that don't ain't doing it. And they have no regard to serve your gods nor worship the golden image. Amen. Some of you have been picked out among people, say, hey, we know this brother, this person, this guy, this woman, they won't do what everybody else is doing. Amen. There's something wrong with them. Hallelujah. And you're being singled out and persecuted because you're standing and saying, hey, that's idolatry, and I refuse to do that. I refuse to commit this sin. You know, now people want you to join in into sin more and more. And because you refuse it, you're being persecuted. Verse 13 said, Nebuchadnezzar, in his rage and fury, commanded to bring Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Then they brought these men before the king. So now he's upset. He's mad because he didn't let out a decree. And, quote, he got some people that won't do it. Hallelujah. And if you ain't facing that, some of you are going to face it. They're going to want you to do some things that you know is not right in the sight of God. And guess what? They're going to bring you to the forefront. They're going to persecute you. Now, some of you don't want to hear this because you're trying to stay in good with your friends. I got to speak this message here. You want to be liked by people, okay? And there's some things that's going on among you. You know it's not right. You know God is against. You're trying to stay quiet because you know if you speak out on this thing, the very ones that shook your hand or pat you on the back or say, hey, we want you to hang out with us, it's going to flip the script on you in a heartbeat. And you know this thing. And because you want to be so joined with people, you're trying to be silent. I'm here to tell you, you got a decision to make. Is it Jesus or is it man? Because if it's Jesus and you stand out to speak, yes, you're going to be singled out. But once again, no matter what intense fire you face or no matter what they throw at you, they will see one more. Glory. Hallelujah. It might start off them seeing that they're doing this to you, but in the midst of what they're doing to you, they're going to see one more. Jesus, the Son of the living God, or even his delivering angel he was sent to keep you. So verse 14 said, Nebuchadnezzar spake and said unto them, is it true, O Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, do ye not serve my gods, nor worship the golden image which I have set up? Now, if ye be ready, that at what time ye hear the sound of the cornet, the flute, the harp, the sackbut, the psaltery, and the dulcimer, and all kinds of music, ye fall down and worship the image which I have made, well. But if ye worship not, ye shall be cast the same hour into the midst of a burning fire furnace. And who is that God? Uh-oh, he's starting to speak bold now. And who is that God that should deliver you out of my hand? Wow, he's starting. See, you're going to find a people. They're going to speak boldly against God. When they see that you stand for the Lord, they're going to speak boldly against him. Well, when I do this to you, your God ain't going to be able to deliver you out of my hand. Now, maybe some of you haven't come across that, but keep living. It's going to happen. You think that many of them care about you being a Christian. Well, you're going to find out the truth soon, okay? Just speak out and stand against that which is evil and watch what happens. Watch what they throw at you. This is not a message of hate for you to the people. This is a message of warning. A message of warning and a message of encouragement. And for those of you that haven't met this intense fire yet, it's coming. Right now, you need to spend your time in that word and getting to know Jesus in prayer if you're going to survive it. Too many of you is going on your merry way through the day. You spend no time with Jesus in the word or in prayer. You thinking because you are called a Christian that on your own strength, you're going to overcome what's coming. But guess what? Newsflash is coming. You're not going to be able to do it. You think that Jesus is going to automatically just do. When you showing you don't want to spend no time with him, you think he's going to automatically do because you're called a Christian. Well, guess what? A wake-up call is coming. A mighty awakening and shaking is coming. And so here Nebuchadnezzar throws it back up at him. So he's like, quote, giving him a chance. Now, when you hear the sound of the music, if you get down and worship this image, it's going to be well. But if not, I'm going to put you in the burning fiery furnace. Verse 16 says, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered. And this is the time where you have to speak up as a believer. And said to the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we are not careful to answer thee in this matter. If it be so, now listen to what they say. If it be so, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fire furnace. And he will deliver us out of thy hand, O king. But if not, be it known unto thee, O king, that we would not serve thy gods nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. In other words, if God decides to deliver me out of your hand from doing this, or even if he don't, we still won't serve your king. So you got to have that type of spirit. You got to be that firm in the spirit. See, too many of us as Christians, we start off like we're strong, and we break down in a heartbeat. These men were threatened with our lives, with their lives, okay? The time is going to come, people. Please hear me. You're not going to be just threatened with your house. Oh, no, you're not going to be just threatened by taking away your house or your car, your money, but your very life will be threatened. Not because of your color, your gender, but because of your stance in Christ, your position in Christ. Are you ready? I say, are you ready? See, that's a question you can only answer yourself and be honest about it. You know, it's like one time I thought back in the mid-90s, about a couple of years before I got married, I actually thought I was ready to go on missionary work anywhere. In fact, I was talking to the brothers, and I was just letting them know, anywhere, I'm ready to go. But when the brothers who went out on missionary work in other countries came out and shared a story with me of really how they had to have faith in God on this and that, I found I wasn't ready like I thought I was. Do you understand what I'm saying? People, it is time to be real. It's time to be real. If you ain't faced the intense fire now, guess what? Keep holding on. It's coming. Now, some of y'all say, well, you shouldn't be speaking that. No, I'm warning you. I'm warning you. It's coming. Some of you are already in the intense fire. You've been catching it at all angles. I know something somewhat of the intense fire. I ain't say I know everything. You know, like I've shared with y'all to a degree. When, you know, I thank God, God had helped me prepare. And you know how he helped me prepare? He didn't help me prepare by me running on my merry way. I had to get to with him. You understand what I'm saying? I had to do my part. You know, when I started doing these series on the sororities and fraternities and different secret societies, people, I'm here to tell you, I faced some intense fire. And I ain't going to lie to you, it was so intense that it almost made me, as they said, want to pull my hair out. I had to literally get along with God. I mean, sometimes it would come days in a row. Different instances, so intense coming at me. And you know what the Lord said to me? I thank God in the midst of that, he said, you know what this is about. Amen. See, the devil hated that I came out to talk about the evil of these secret societies. Because some of God's people have become wrapped up in it. And see, the door had been open for them to have a chance for deliverance. You understand what I'm saying? And so, once again, Jesus helped me to stand. Because it wasn't just all that him prepared me run on my merry way, but I had to get along with him. To take a part in him helping me and preparing me. Amen? So here they answered King Nebuchadnezzar, and they let him know, say, hey, if God doesn't deliver us, we still ain't going to worship your image. Hallelujah. Let me ask you a question. Are you going to just stand for God if he, quote, do for you? See, some of God's people are going to turn away because he won't, quote, show up when they think he should. The Bible tells us in the book of Revelation that the power is going to be given unto the Antichrist to overcome the saints. Hallelujah. In other words, God is not going to pull them out there right then. He's going to overcome for a season, but he's not going to pull them out right then. He's not going to keep some things, people, you need to hear this. God is not going to prevent, he's going to let happen. But do you love God enough that even if he don't get you out of the storm, even if he don't prevent them from firing you, even if he don't prevent them from trying to pack all this stuff on you, will you still stand firm for godliness? Will you still worship the true and living God? Or will you turn to the idols of the day that man wants you to worship? Because you say, hey, God didn't show up. He must have loved me. I might well give in. Well, amen. Well, that's the words that's going to be of some of those in these last days. In fact, some of them have already been doing it. Because God didn't stop the thing that they may have prayed about. Now they have turned away from God and said, well, shoot, if God was for me, he would have prevented this. Hallelujah. But God sometimes have another thing in mind. verse 19 says that then was Nebuchadnezzar full of fear. Now, he already, in verse 13, when the Chaldeans come to him and say, hey, we know some people that won't worship your God, so that golden image, even though you laid that decree down, they're going against your command. Now, we ought to respect leadership, but when leadership is giving a command that's in contradictory to the word of God, no, you don't have to go with that. When leadership command you to lie, cheat, steal, you don't have to obey that. When leadership commands you not to worship God, you don't have to obey that. Do you understand what I'm saying? So now he was already in rage and fury when the Chaldeans told him, hey, we know some people. You put them in a certain position in Babylon, but you know what? They won't even worship your God or even the golden image. So the Bible said he was in rage and fury. But you look at verse 19 after Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego told him, hey, God deliver us from your hand. Hey, but if he don't, we still ain't going to worship your God. Now the Bible said he was full of fury. Huh. He got worse. He got worse when it was bad enough when he was told about these men. Now these men had told him to his face, no, we ain't worshiping your God. And then Nebuchadnezzar was full of fury, and the form of his visage was changed against Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. His face, his appearance, his expression changed. Okay? Therefore he spake and commanded that they should heat the furnace 1 7 times more than it was wont to be heated. He was so in fury, he let the manifestation of his fury be seen in the furnace. He didn't just fire the furnace up. He wanted 7 times hotter. So that furnace went in line with his fury. And people are coming at you with intense stuff. They're doing intense stuff to show their fury and their anger against you. Because you're standing for the word of God. I'm telling you, people, hallelujah. Oh, glory, hallelujah. I sense the Holy Ghost to tell you that. What they're doing to you, how strong they're coming against you, is the manifestation of their anger. Remember, he was already in rage and fury when he was told that there are some men that won't worship your God or their golden image. But now these same men that told him to his face have withstood his law, his decree, that all should worship these gods and these image, and you're going to stand before me, who I'm supposed to be the greatest, and you're going to tell me no? Okay, we're going to heat this furnace up 7 times hotter. Verse 20 said that he commanded the most mighty men that were in his army to bind Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and to cast them into the burning fiery furnace. His mighty men to take a hold of them, to bind them. Okay. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. My God, if you don't see this, not just in the literal sense of what happened, but if you don't, as a Christian, don't see this as a warning of this last day, Lord help. Ask the Lord, okay? Ask the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. The Bible said, then these men were bound in their coats. These are the mighty men that come to bind Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. That they were bound in their coats, their hosen, and their hats. They wore attire and their other garments and were cast into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Therefore, because the king's commandment was urgent, the furnace exceeding hot, the flame of the fire, woo, slew those men that took up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. It was so hot that even the flames, thank you, Jesus, killed those men. Can you imagine not having to get in the fire, just the flames of it was just hot? Okay? There are men and people doing stuff to you so intense that they couldn't even handle their own selves. You understand what I'm saying? And that intense stuff that's happening, number one, is the revealing of the rage of Satan, and number two, the rage of man. Because the madder they get at you, the more they try to put at you and on you. You understand what I'm saying? And so this may be on your job, because they don't like you standing for truth and you know, hallelujah. You know, with many companies, it's about the money. And for many of them on the jobs, you do what you got to do to make the company money. That includes even sell yourself out for the company. But see, sometimes when you have a true Christian that's standing and say, you know what, that's not of God. I'm supposed to be sold out for God. And the company see you won't sell yourself out for them. Certain leaders will start packing stuff on you to show that they don't approve of your stance. And that's what's happening. And see, over there in the other countries, our brothers and sisters, that's what they're going through now. Intense persecution. The intense fire. Because why? They're bringing Jesus over to those countries who God are Buddha and Hindu. All these other gods. And you got leaders over there who's not liking it. So they're persecuting, killing, cutting heads off. Amen. Hallelujah. But these men who went to put Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in fire, that fire flame was so hot, man, it just killed them. You know that furnace had to be hot. And these three men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, fell down bound into the midst of the burning fire furnace. They fell in it. Remember what they said to the king. Hey, God deliver us out of your hand. Okay, but if not, we still won't serve your God. God did not prevent them from being put in the fiery furnace. Wow. Where is God? Some of you may be echoing that question. You're about to face this danger, and you pray to God, and God, don't let it happen. And it still happened. And now you're mad, and you say, where is God? God, where are you? Amen. I've done that before myself, people. You know, I prayed to God and asked God about preventing something. He didn't stop it. And to be honest with you, many times I got upset with him. I was like, where you at? What's happening? Hallelujah. They fell down bound into the midst of the burning fire furnace. It was bound. The man bound them. Hallelujah. Some of you are being bound by traditions and doctors of men, and you're facing the intense pressure in the church because you're the one that starts speaking up and said, that's not scripture, and that's not covered by God. And the church will tell you, say, well, hey, that's the church bylaws. And hallelujah. And you find out that the bylaws begin to contradict the very word of God. And here you are standing and saying, you know what, that's not a God. We're supposed to be representing the true and living God. And now many of them in the church got mad at you. And you're being bound by traditions and doctrines of men. Then Nebuchadnezzar, the king, astonished, rose up in haste and spake his head unto his counselors. Did not we cast three men bound into the midst of the fire? And they answered, said unto the king, true, O king. He answered and said, lo, I see four men loose, glory, walking in the midst of the fire. And they have no hurt, and the form of the fourth is like the Son of God. Remember, just the title of this message today, they will see one more. Hallelujah. Just when you think that you're alone, they have come at you strongly, doing all this stuff to you, God wants you to know you're not alone. And guess what? They're going to see it. Hallelujah. King Nebuchadnezzar saw it. And see, get this. He said, did we not cast three men bound into the midst of the fire? Bound. That's one of the other key words, bound. He said, didn't we cast three of them bound? They were tied up. They were bound to the fire. And they said, true, king. He answered, said, no, I see four men loose. He just said, I see four men bound. So they see, even the Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego was no more bound in the fiery furnace. They were loose by the power of God. Hallelujah. They were loose, glory, in the midst of the fire. They were loose from the effects of being bound and being bound in the traditions and doctrine of men. They were loose from it. Set free from misery and sorrow. Hallelujah. But Nebuchadnezzar saw one more, hallelujah, to let him know that the three Hebrew boys, the three men of God that was thrown in there, that they weren't alone. Don't worry, people. You ain't going to have to prove to the people that God is with you. When they start doing this stuff at you, and some of you, they doing it already, God said it's going to come to the point. See, this is one of the reasons why God had to stop that thing. You have been praying and said, Lord, they're about to do this thing to me, do that to me, Lord. I need you to stop it. And God didn't even stop it. That's one of the reasons why, because he had another plan to show them who he is. See, your plan was him to show them who he is by preventing it. And he can do that in preventing it. But he also can show man who he is when he allows it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. They're going to see one more. Hallelujah. One more glory. Hallelujah. Then Nebuchadnezzar came near to the mouth of the burning fire furnace and spake and said, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, ye servants of the Most High God, come forth and come hither. Then Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego came forth out of the midst of the fire. They come out of the midst of the fire. And the princes, governors, and captains, and the king's counselors, being gathered together, saw these men, upon whose bodies the fire had no power. It had no effect on them. Nor was in it a hair of their head singed, neither were their coats changed, nor the smell of fire had passed on them. They witnessed them throwing the fire and saw it didn't even affect them. They're going to witness the things that they're doing to the true believers. And they're going to see they're going to have no effect. They're going to see that the Lord Jesus Christ is with them, and it's not going to even affect them. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Then Nebuchadnezzar spake and said, blessed be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who have sent his angel. God has sent angels of deliverance even to be with you. Hallelujah. They'll see the angel of the Lord with you and deliver his servant that trusted in him and have changed the king's word and yielded their bodies that they might not serve nor worship any god except their own God. Now notice he said that the angel of the Lord was sent to deliver his servant that trust in him. Do you trust in the true living God? Do you trust that if he allowed this thing to happen, that he got a plan? Hallelujah. Sometimes it becomes a challenge to trust him when he don't stop the thing and still let it come on. Am I right about it? But I'm here to tell you, if you do trust him, God will show his hand of deliverance. See, sometimes he ain't glory. I sense the Holy Ghost. Sometimes he ain't got to always prevent a thing to get glory. He ain't got to always prevent a thing to show people he's got your back. See, we sometimes want him to show people he got our back by preventing a thing. It's not always that way. God will show people he got your back when he still allow it to happen. Hallelujah. And he let Nebuchadnezzar and all the people he gathered to see this thing. See, sometimes, you know, we don't let people know our personal business stuff. But everything you face and encounter, including the persecution, you ain't going to be able to hide it. And God is not expecting you to hide it, but he's expecting to get the glory. Hallelujah. That King Nebuchadnezzar had to get glory to God. And so in verse 29, he said, therefore I make a decree that every people, nation, and language which speak anything amiss against the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego shall be cut in pieces, and their houses shall be made a dunghill, because there is no other God that can deliver after this sort. Wow. Wow. Even the heathen had to give God glory to admit that, hey, no other God could have done this. He had to admit, even the image that I made up couldn't have done this. Hallelujah. Then the king promoted Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the province of Babylon. They was promoted. Listen, if you hold on to Jesus and trust in him in the midst of the fire, God will take you higher. Whew, glory to God. He'll take you high. Even if they decide that they fire you off that job, God will bless you with a greater paying job. Do you hear what I'm saying? Hallelujah. I'm talking about when you're in right standing with God, that you refuse to do what the company wants you to do, that you know is wrong in the sight of God. And they put all this intense pressure on you and stuff, try to get you to do it, and you win, and they say, hey, we got to let you go. Well, guess what? They're going to see that the true living God is behind you. Hallelujah. And God is going to bless you with something greater. Thank God for Jesus Christ, who is Lord. Amen. All glory, honor, and praise go to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Thank you, Jesus. I thank God for this word. So remember this word, people, to those of you who are going through and facing intense persecution in your home, on your job, among your so-called friends, associates, because you're standing for the word of God and you would not worship or adore or lift up the things they lift up that you know is not of God. God said, remember this one thing. When they come at you intensely or try to put things on you intensely, to show forth their anger, remember this one thing, they will see one more. Glory to God. Hallelujah. They will see the deliverer. That encouraged me in my spirit. You know, as we was on the broadcast yesterday, as I get ready to close, and we was coming from Genesis 1, and it encouraged me to see and to come to understand, and God let me see that the one that told you in Matthew 7, asking you shall receive, Almighty God, is the one that can do what no other man could do. And to get such a thing from the true and living God that can do what no other man could do, that should really encourage our heart that he can do. Amen? So, I thank God for his word. Let us pray. Father, we thank you in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, for another blessed broadcast. Thank you, Lord, for your people who are listening. And Father, I pray today, Lord God, that you would touch the heart of those who are listening for your glory. I pray they would be encouraged in the Lord and that they would hear this message and be strengthened in the spirit, that you may be looked up, magnified and glorified. In the name of thy precious Son, Jesus Christ. And Lord, we will give you glory and honor and praise in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Praise be to God. Thank God for all of you that have been listening to the broadcast. Look for a broadcast tomorrow night, Lord, say the same, at 7 o'clock. Look for the advertisement. Once again, I thank God for all of you listening. This is Brother Nate with another God Word of Man broadcast. May God bless you and may he keep you in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless.
I worship and adore you. Just one.